Welcome, welcome. Come on in, guys. Is there ready for class? Sunday class, another episode of the Powerhouse Method. Take a couple minutes here, listen to some of the Gregorian chants. Thank you to the choir. Thank you for your service. The people in the choir are what yield the pure energy in our society. Today's topic, name, faith, sobriety. Those are the three sections, three topics we're going to be talking about today in our walk with Jesus. Getting close to Jehovah. Alright, and I apologize, there's a recent episode, I forget which one, but the music was too loud, so I paid to get that edited, and I gotta check the results tonight, so. First, I'm gonna start with some admonishments, just some things I wanna get off my chest that God wants you to know. My message to you from the highest most. Strictness with the word sets my soul free. Discipline makes you free. In the morning, Thanksgiving. Get up, boom, thank the Lord. Just start thanking everything. Thank, just drive people nuts because you're so happy, you're so grateful, you're so thankful for your heart beating. You're so thankful for your lungs. You're so thankful for your eyes. You're so thankful for your voice. You're so thankful for your ears. You're so thankful for your mind. You're so thankful for air. You're so thankful to live in Canada. You're so thankful to have a shower. You're so thankful to have a bed. You're so thankful to have food. You're so thankful to live in heaven. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass in the morning. This activates the hand of God, the trigger. This is one of the triggers. I'm giving you one of the codes to accelerate the momentum of your forward progress in your life. The presence of God circles you, and it is an invisible force. And I have the presence of God where I go now 24/7 because I got it from my Father. You have to have the presence of God in your home life surrounding you, and I have the presence of God is in our home life. Like for sure. Master thanksgiving and praise, give it to Him. Watch how He exalts you. Yeah, man. It's not even like... Yeah, it's just, this is pretty amazing. You need to love this Spirit of God. You begin to fly when you love your Maker. The love of God generates power. Yeah, man, the love is 1,000 times more powerful than evil, man. And the love of God generates power. This is big time. Do you love God? It must be reciprocated. You can't just be a taker, right? Then you just be like some of my enemies. Christianity is a race to destiny. The plan of God is much bigger than you can imagine. For your life, dude, man, for your life, I don't even have a clue. I've got an idea where things are going. I know the targets. I don't know the in-betweens, man. So I'm saying, that's why God is so glorious, because everyone's soul has a destiny to be unlocked, man. But the laborer has to do the work. You don't get the reward if you don't do the work, man. God will use you to impact lives. Now God's using me to impact lives. At the set today, there's a handicapped girl I was playing, and she was just, so she could just feel my energy, so joyful walking by. I waved at her and smiled, and she waved at me and smiled. I looked at her, and she kind of looked back at me like, I put my arms out, you want a hug? She came over and gave her a hug, and I felt her back, and she's got the electric charge. And she really gripped onto me, right, on the Jesse tree. Yeah, latch onto me, sweetheart. You're safe here. You're safe and protected here, and I could feel the charge my hand had on her back, and she, boom, she felt safe. She felt the energy. The health of God becomes inside me. Satan only listens to power, which comes from wisdom and obedience. Satan needs to look at you as a threat, or you're not obedient. You're now a threat. Yeah, when you're obedient, you're a threat to Satan. So when you're not obedient, you're disobedient, you're slothful, Satan likes it. He's laughing at it. Satan needs to be scared of me, man, of you. Now, let's get into your name matters. Your name matters. Be conscious of your name. You need good behavior in public, respectful, cordial, not overly reckless and wild. Your name matters in the spiritual realm with the integrity of God. How people perceive you is how they perceive God. If you want to carry the Spirit of God with you, you need a good public name. Warn people of iniquity. Most churches don't have correction. That's why there's no power there. Have a good rapport in public. Handle yourself with integrity. Deep love of God combined with desperation is the formula to manifest destiny. Say again. Your name matters. Having a deep love for God combined with the desperation is the formula to manifest destiny. It just gave you the formula to manifest destiny, man. Deep love of God combined with the desperation of getting closer to Jehovah. Boom. So easy. This is all internal soul work I'm giving to you. I'm your doctor of your soul beyond a reasonable doubt whatsoever. If you take my energy. Stand your faith. Section 2. Grace where we stand. Do not agree with others' sin. God is watching. We live in a heathen society. Don't allow others to bring hell to your life. The only thing that matters is how close I am to Jesus. When they start talking rubbish, my spirit shuts itself off from hearing the rubbish. Have a stand, your firm. Have a stand, your faith system. Have preset reaction when others show you sin of others. Next one, sober living. God wants you to be sober. You become intoxicated by the Spirit of God. And that is holy intoxication. And that's what Mr. McDougall has. It's a powerhouse has. What's with this guy? I have the Spirit of God at a radical level. I'm having a Christian experience of one in a million. Now there's 3 billion Christians. Okay, I'm nothing. I'm a blade of grass. But in the walk with Jesus, I am having a Christian experience of one in a million. So that is true. Young men strive to be sober. Ask God to take habits away that I don't want. Sobriety is godliness. Alcohol invites evil spirits to your house. Alcohol is not a part of Jesus Christ. All substances that alter your natural state makes you drunk. God wants you in a pure state. Be sober-minded. You're blocking your rewards by having alcohol in your house. A little bit is not okay in God's eyes. Absolute sobriety is from God. Danger of the pleasure of sin. Sobriety is godliness. Bonus section here. Ministering to the servant. Give back to the minister. Show appreciation. Go buy a gift. Give to them for you. Ye are our joy. Your joy is your growth. Your development inspires me. It's the acts that carry weight. Give back. Show appreciation. This is a formal kingdom. We are formal people. Obedience is the proof of your love. Express gratitude. Just say thank you. The lack of thanksgiving will block future blessings. Write letters of appreciation. The giver is rewarded. Give a good thought out gift. Give a good thought out gift. Yeah, so Pastor Christian, or Pastor, my dad, my spiritual father, he rebuked two of my gifts I gave him. So my spiritual grandfather, and Dr. Simon Vasir, I don't know what to get him. I have no idea. I just don't know. Just don't know. Okay, well, that's a little short little podcast for today. That was from Thursday's service. Please join me at 18 Gostick, North Vancouver. You'll get the Spirit of God with enough labor. And yeah, Thursday nights from 7 to 10. Come say hi. I'll be the greeter at 6:30. So take care. God bless.